You've been lost in the woods for hours now, stumbling around in the dark. You come around the bend and see two people roasting marshmallows over a roaring fire. They see you coming into the clearing and gesture over to pull up a log. Welcome to Campfire Ashes. I'm Paul.
And I'm Jess. Join us as we tell each other our originally written spooky stories around the campfire and then dive into the lore and legends that inspired them. Is it something that goes bump in the night? Is it something menacing lurking past the tree line? Or is it just weird and otherworldly? You'll find it here on Campfire Ashes.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, or right here on the Geekscape Network.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
You've been lost in the woods for hours now, stumbling around in the dark. You come around the bend and see two people roasting marshmallows over a roaring fire. They see you coming into the clearing and gesture over to pull up a log. Welcome to Campfire Ashes. I'm Paul.
And I'm Jess. Join us as we tell each other our originally written spooky stories around the campfire and then dive into the lore and legends that inspired them. Is it something that goes bump in the night? Is it something menacing lurking past the tree line? Or is it just weird and otherworldly? You'll find it here on Campfire Ashes.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, or right here on the Geekscape Network. Let's party each and every year on Christmas Eve, where the fun and cocktail shrimp don't seem to end. Clark and Ralphie taking turns on the TV screen, laughing, singing, yelling with all of our friends. Well, it's Christmas, well, it's Christmas, and let the parties go, spread the holiday cheer, cause it's Christmas. Whoa, oh, it's the best time of the year.
Hey, Dylan.
Hey, Matt.
So we are hanging up here in my probably the last in-person recording to happen in this variation of the studio.
I know. Things are changing. Matt Kelly's moving up.
Well, moving downstairs.
Yeah, moving downstairs. Yeah, I guess if you're talking real physically.
Yeah, we're talking physically. But for the last episode we're recording up here.
Yeah.
Let's be transparent. We're going for the SEO, right? It seems like NSYNC's reunited.
Oh, yeah. It's there. I feel like, does this happen if the stuff with Britney writing her book and things all coming, was she wrote a book, right? I feel like, she got interviewed. Something
book
happened.
Has already disappeared. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that was like the hot topic.
Yes.
Of like early January. And I feel like most of us have just been like, like
yeah.
just moved on from it.
I feel like for a second, well, some other shit happened in that similar realm.
Yeah.
Have been happening. But I feel like at one point everybody had turned against Justin.
Yeah.
And then he continues to put out solo stuff. I mean, he's still making bank with those troll movies. But then he's like,
everyone was raving about this new solo album from Justin.
Oh, really?
From what I remember. And then I haven't listened to anything from Justin in a very long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, now NSYNC keeps showing up at shows and
yeah,
it seems
it's like, yeah, I think Justin's gonna escape this one.
Yeah, I think he's gonna sneak out. He's escaped the Nipplegate and now he's gonna escape this one,
which that popped back up on my Twitter like 2 days ago,
uh-huh.
like, at like the actual gif of that happening, to which I'm like, how does anyone believe he didn't purposefully rip her top off? Like, he grips
now
the side of her top.
Now I think and I could be totally wrong, I think I did read somewhere that he, I think Janet Jackson said that he offered to take the blame. And she essentially said something along the lines of, like, A, it's too early in your career for you to take this hit. And B, I'm a woman and they're going to blame it on me anyway.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. So, I mean, if that's, if it's true that Janet Jackson actually did say, like, I'm going to jump in front of this bullet, then I will give him the slight pass on that one. If it's true that he was like, let me take this one. And she was like, don't even bother. The media is going to blame me.
I don't know how you blame her. Yeah. Like, he literally gripped her top and ripped it off.
Well, I think it was the plan to begin with, and then the plan back, because she had like a very specific pasty on her nipple that seemed to match the attire of the outfit.
Yeah, it so was like a sun ring.
Yeah, so it feels like it was intended, and then it backfired, and then they said wardrobe malfunction.
Fucking weird. What a wild time.
What a wild time.
What an absolute wild time.
And just a couple years prior to that, a little boy band that had just started to become popular quickly rushed out a Christmas album.
It's true.
And we got Home for Christmas. And I have to say, my memory of this is more good than bad, I think, on this
one. So my memory of this album is that I really, really, really love that main song.
Oh, and we're, listen, that is track four, and we will get there. But like, first,
I don't remember anything else about this album. So much like we've done in the past, we like to do these now live together. So
it's more fun when we can hear it in the headphones. Fun. Yeah.
At Maximum Mediocrity, people say things like,
I don't dress like this on the regular basis. This isn't my, you know, pooping uniform. This is not.
And they also say things like,
The nurses are usually either angels of mercy or whores.
Every episode is a new experience where you get to know people that aren't famous but should be.
Why did my face seem Floyd Mayweather in the woods?
My co-host Morgan and I track down the people you didn't know you needed to hear from.
It's like hot sex in a mug.
We are the Maximum Mediocrity Podcast, and we are on all major podcasting platforms. We'll be waiting for you.
So we're going to listen to the album and kind of give our reactions. I know I have not listened to this album since I was a kid. All right. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right, here we go. It starts with the title track, Home for Christmas.
Already better than Justin Bieber's Christmas album opener.
Well, because NSYNC, and there's another track on here too, but NSYNC had great five-part harmony.
Yeah.
That they really play up on this album, I think. Ooh, I like that little church organ there.
I like these bells.
Yeah. This is
Christmas.
This is like snow outside the window, trees decorated.
This is something
utensils.
That like, are you familiar with radio host Delilah?
Yeah, Delilah.
This is something that would play on like Delilah around Christmas time. Yeah. And I'm for it. Like that puts me in the Christmas mood. I love early boy bands, but this era of boy bands, because they didn't lose what the boy bands of the 80s had.
Yeah.
That harmony. It wasn't all about the choreographed dancing.
Yeah.
Like that was there. But I felt like every member has talent and they just play off of each other. That's a great opening track.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to track number two, another original called Under My Tree. Oh, I do remember this one. Almost like a waltz beat on this. A little bit more R&B than the first one.
Yeah. Still, we always weird to me to kick off an album with two slow jams. Because it is two slow jams back to back.
Well, listen, Dylan.
Is that all? Is that this entire album?
No. But I'm let me paint a picture for you. Because you and I, when we think of Christmas music, when we think it's time to put on some Christmas music, we're like, we're going to be fucking decorating a tree. We're going to be chugging down some eggnog. We're going to be at Christmas parties. You know what? Some people, Christmas time, it's them and their love. right by the fire.
I'm gonna lay it down by the fire.
Yeah, like, and maybe that's what NSYNC was going for.
I think it was. That was this era.
Yeah.
People were listening to this and then Chef's Chocolate Salty Balls.
And then just a couple years later on their Christmas playlist, Dick in a Box.
Dick in a Box. That's wild because that song would fit in perfectly, like right after that.
Yeah. Wow, you know it's Christmas.
And my heart is open wide.
All right.
Very good song so far. Again, I do take a little bit of an issue of kicking it off with two slow jams.
Let's see if it's three, because the next one's called I Never Knew the Meaning of Christmas. Feels like a slow ballad to me.
Probably going to be a slow ballad.
All right, let's see. Boy, is it.
Yeah. A little bit of a different vibe. Like, let's hear. So the last two tracks put me in like a fireplace. Like, yes, we're going to break it down.
The slow dance.
This one is very slow dancey or almost like. This is a very high school song.
This is your high school snowball slow dance right here.
Yep.
Well, Dylan,
yeah.
Let's stop burying the lead.
Here we go, dude.
Here we go. Track four. The reason
this song
why
is such a fucking jam.
Look, I'm gonna say this right now.
Yeah.
I think best original Christmas song of the last 20 years.
Easily.
All right.
Easily.
Here we go. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Also, 30 years, dude.
Oh my God, you're right. I've lasted 30 years.
Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
Let it go into it. I love this part.
Ooh, yeah.
We've been waiting all year for this night.
Dude, we could go the whole time. I could sing this song from front to back. This song is a jam.
It's so good.
There's no other way to put it. This song is a fucking jam.
And I think we've talked about this before on this show, and it's just another example of the amount of people who are like, Mariah Carey wrote the last Christmas classic. Nope.
Lies.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, absolutely classic. Candy Cane Lane, absolute classic. Under the Tree for Kelly Clarkson, like,
yeah.
Absolute classic.
Yep,
there's
yep,
plenty.
Yep, yep.
You just got to do
this
a little
song also,
Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. Like,
this song also puts me into a very specific time in Disney Channel's life.
Boy, like, does it, yeah.
Like, that song specifically, like, it really does invoke a very specific time period.
No, I think that's fair. All right. Move into track five, a cover, our first cover on here.
Okay, what's
a song that we've both said there's no bad version of. So let's see if NSYNC can prove us wrong with the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
I like that.
Chestnuts roasting.
I already love it.
It's perfect.
I'm for it. It's perfect. This is a perfect song.
I truly believe it is like, you have to really
you
fuck it up.
You have to fuck this song up for it to be a bad version of it.
No, I agree.
Like, it's a song. This is one of those songs that if any, like, goofy band was like, let's make a metal version, like, I don't want to hear that.
I mean, even when Twisted Sister did it,
that's
it was still
true, but,
pretty good.
But I meant more like a modern, like a metalcore version.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't need that shit.
Yeah, we're
going to
do a silly version
with
sound effects.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need all of that. All
right. So I love the name of this song because I'm going to read it the way that I want to read it.
Okay.
Probably not the way it was intended to be read.
All right.
The next song's called I Guess It's Christmas Time.
I'm assuming it should be I Guess It's Christmas Time.
Let's see who's right. How funny would it be if it's this slow, serious
I
song and then it gets to the
Christmas
chorus and he's like, I guess it's Christmas time.
So I do already want to say
how many
songs are on this album?
There's 12 or 13.
There are 12 or 13 songs. I would say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, probably the best song on this album.
Oh, I can categorically tell you it is. Now, I will say that there are two other songs on this album that we haven't gotten to yet.
Okay.
that I think are great. Like, they're on my all year round. Like, they're on like the master playlist for me.
Yeah.
I guess It's Christmas Time is not one of them.
I feel like this is what. Okay, so this is. I feel like this is a very Jesus-y one.
Yeah.
Back to what I was saying. I feel like this is the spirit that Justin Bieber wanted to invoke on his Christmas album, especially when he would get into the ballads. But I don't know, man. There's something about those 90s R&B ballads that just hit a little different.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not going to sit there and listen to this whole album, if one of these songs so far came up on like a playlist or something, I wouldn't skip it.
So I've been slow fading each song in. That's not the case on this next one, right? I'm going to have this cranked.
Crank it, bro.
And this is one of my favorites on this album. It's called All I Want for Christmas Is You. Not a Mariah Carey cover.
Is it the other version?
No, it's just an original version. But I love this
one. I thought this was going to be, hang up the stockings and mistletoe.
I don't think so. All right, here we go. That slap bass, that sax. This is like you're walking through Sears. This might. So I'm not saying it's a better song than Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Not.
But I fucking love
it. Yeah. I think we would fight.
But I fucking love this song. I think it's that funky slap bass and the sax.
And the sax.
Oh, man. Now it's Christmas Eve,
and love is on our side. I see a lot of turtlenecks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is like the. Wait. I don't need 100 gifts beneath the tree.
Don't you know the best thing you could give? I love it. This song rips.
It's so good, right? All right, so next one we have is another cover. It's a classic church Christmas carol, The First Noel. Now, I will say that outside of Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays so far, this is definitively you are on the couch by the fire with your honey.
Yeah. Nobody's throwing a big party.
But someone's fucking up. And this is basically just it. It's just them singing The First Noel. All right. Next track we got in here is In Love on Christmas.
I think that so far, this is a very like TLC Destiny's Child beat.
Yeah.
Ooh, like it's like bow. That bass. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Alright.
So I feel like we are contradicting ourselves a little bit, because in the past we have heard very slow albums that were like, come on man, I need to pick up the bass. I don't need that with this. Like, I'm kind of cool with it being just this.
But I think it's the right mood for when you're like, I'm gonna put on the NSYNC Christmas album. This is what you want out of it. Yeah. I think that's the reverse of
chaos or Christmas chaos.
Taste the chaos. But like, even with the Justin Bieber album, I think the reverse of that Justin Bieber album is the tracks we remember the most are the anomalies. They're not the ballads.
Yeah,
it's when he's doing some weird ass shit like Little Drummer Boy with Busta Rhymes, you don't forget about that.
Right. This song's okay. We haven't even commented on this song. Yeah, it's all right. It's another slow song.
I think it's probably my least favorite of everything we've listened to so far. All right, we got five more.
Gee, what?
Yep, it's Christmas.
Wait. How long is this so far?
It's 14 tracks. We got five more to go.
We've only listened to 7 tracks?
We got five more to go out of 14.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Fuck. I was stuck on it being 12.
I got the numbers wrong.
Yeah.
This is one that I think I get one listen each year and then I move on. It's just not particularly memorable.
I'm so glad that you came my way. I think I like the album less now knowing that there's two more tracks than I thought there was on the album.
Hold on a second, because I know that the last track is going to win you back in a big way.
Well, like, so my thing is like...
There's too much of this?
Eventually, yes. There's too much of the same song.
Well, let's see if they save it with Oh Holy Night, the a cappella performance.
I'm going to say probably not.
Come on, you love Glee.
I'm still looking for a co-host for Gleescape. Anybody's listening?
Calling all podcasters. I'll send an email out to the Geekscape podcasters. Anyone want to talk about Glee for 250 something episodes? All right.
Can you fast forward it?
Yeah, I was like,
I don't want
sing?
You to like. Don't skip it. But.
Not my favorite Oh Holy
No,
Night.
I like
Cartman's.
Yes, number one, Cartman's version is the superior version of Oh Holy Night. But those a cappella groups, I like when they do fun shit with it. Like, I like when Pentatonix does it.
Yeah, that's a pretty
Straight Note Chaser does it.
It's pretty middle of the road one. All right, we got Love Is in Our Hearts Christmas. Which I don't know if I typed that wrong or if that's what the song is actually called, but that is a wild title if that's correct. I'm gonna look that up on Wikipedia while we listen to this. Yeah, no. NSYNC wanted people to be making babies for Christmas.
Can you Google how many children were born 9 months after this album?
After the release of this album?
I know this one. This song.
Oh, it's on the Rosie.
On the Rosie, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we can move past this one then because I think we were underwhelmed by it back then.
Do you hear that violin in the background?
I do. Okay, so I definitely typed this wrong in my computer. It's Love's in Our Hearts on Christmas Day, not Love's in Our Hearts Christmas. Which I want to write that song though. Really
Love's
bad.
In Our Hearts Christmas. Christmas.
All right, we got two more. The penultimate song. The Only Gift.
Oh my god. I knew it.
I heard it in your voice as you prepped yourself for what this is going to be.
And the reason I say that, again, it's not that I dislike this album. I'm remembering why I didn't listen to this album when I bought the CD as a kid. Because this is not a CD that a kid in the 90s wants to listen to.
No, this is the CD that the mom and dad want to listen to when the kid goes to bed.
Yeah. Like,
they're getting all comfy by the fire.
Could you imagine me fucking 9 years old and I'm like, I can't wait to listen to Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I wonder what other fucking kick-ass jams are on this CD.
All right, well, I've got one more song for you, Dylan. Do you remember how this album ends or did you never get that far?
I don't remember how this album ends.
Okay. This is the closest thing they have to another Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays on this. It ends, appropriately, with a New Year's Eve song, Kiss Me at Midnight.
Okay.
Here we go.
This more of the album. Like, all I needed was like two more songs like this, and I think it would have been a solid listen.
Honestly, get rid of the first Noel and Oh Holy Night and toss two more songs like this in those spots.
Yep.
Perfect album.
Perfect. I'm not mad at the slow ballads. I'm just like...
It's a lot of them.
It's a lot
It's
of them.
12 of the
it's,
14
yes.
tracks. I would say it's 11 and a half of the 14 tracks, because I think that All I Want Is You for Christmas song is like...
Yeah,
it's like a middle...
It's like a, balance,
it's like a middle balance, but yeah, it's rough.
It is. It makes me... It definitely validates my feelings from when I was younger and I originally bought the CD, because I remember not liking it. And it's not that I don't like it now. It's just that, oh, that makes sense that I didn't like that album when I was a kid. Like, because this is not something I would ever listen to. It's the one all the way to the left.
I got it. All right. Well, Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I got. Hopefully, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that this NSYNC reunion, we get a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays part two.
Or, you know, maybe Kiss Me at Midnight finally deserves some time to become
Kiss Me at Midnight.
There's really not that many New Year's Eve songs, so like...
There's not, but New Year's Eve makes me sad, so I don't like...
I like New Year's
Eve. I know you like New Year's Eve.
But I like the gathering of all my... I mean, come on, you came here for New Year's Eve last year.
Yeah.
But that was a pretty good New Year's Eve gathering.
That was a pretty good New Year's Eve. It's a fun... gathering, but
I think the secret is multiple floors of things to do to keep you engaged throughout the night.
I agree.
A bunch of people in, like, I will never do like the Times Square thing, or even where it's just like,
dude, that sounds awful.
People go into like a restaurant where you're just like all, or in a bar where you're all just trapped in one space for 6 hours.
Like to a little peek behind the curtain, we're recording this WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, that's why I'd rather watch it here.
Yes, yeah. That's what keeps me away from that. It's literally like 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
Right now.
It's a Stockholm syndrome situation if you're there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be there.
Well, Dylan, I'll tell you one thing. I hope that we both feel at home for Christmas.
Hey man, next New Year's, I will definitely kiss you at midnight.
Ooh.
Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, now we won't stop till the big ball drops on New Year's.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
You've been lost in the woods for hours now, stumbling around in the dark. You come around the bend and see two people roasting marshmallows over a roaring fire. They see you coming into the clearing and gesture over to pull up a log. Welcome to Campfire Ashes. I'm Paul.
And I'm Jess. Join us as we tell each other our originally written spooky stories around the campfire and then dive into the lore and legends that inspired them. Is it something that goes bump in the night? Is it something menacing lurking past the tree line? Or is it just weird and otherworldly? You'll find it here on Campfire Ashes.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, or right here on the Geekscape Network.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.